Okay, interview with Callum McIntyre. Well, Callum, congratulations. What a performance that is by your side to get through to the National League North playoff final and a date with Scunthorpe 2 weeks today.
Do you know what? I think that's the big thing, is you can almost forget a game took place. We're standing here after the game, and what we've done, what we've earned, what we've got to look forward to, we earned that on the pitch today. That was as tough an afternoon for the task at hand. You play 120 minutes on Wednesday night, you lose your top goal scorer, you come to a full time side that haven't played in a week. I go in the referee's room at 2 o'clock, and the referee tells me that should the game go to penalties, the penalties will be taken at the Kidderminster Harrier's end on police advice. So that's in the referee's head at 2 o'clock. We have 5 minutes added time in the first half. Is that right? Four or five? We have 10 in the second half. Good referee, by the way. Thought he was good. But I don't want him to ever time keep anything for me. Imagine that. All those factors. So many excuses. We didn't find one. We miss a penalty. All the things. You forget the game. And I just thought, that showed. That's Chester, that. That's what you got to deliver for this club and the personality and the characteristics that are expected. And I'm ecstatic for the players. Like, I mean, it's such a good group. You see it full time, and them supporters as well.
The mentality of this squad is the big thing, isn't it? Because obviously they fall behind here as well. They have to come back from that. But once they were in control of the game, when we level things up again, we missed the penalty, and you think, how's the mentality again after that? But it never nearly dropped us, did it?
I think culture is an overused word in football that was put together with real good intentions. So when you talk about the culture you want, I think it gets lost. It's about environments and atmospheres. Ultimately, it's the process of what you're trying to do. At this level, that's really difficult to do with the turnover of players. And I don't believe in just go, start again 12 months. And I feel like over a period of time, over a couple of years, we've established the football club. And I don't mean in terms of its size. I'm not daft. I'm well aware of the scale of the football club. But we've been right at the right end of the division over and over again. That means big games come. When you're in big games, to win big in this context, you have to lose big. So we've come out on the wrong side of something. For me, I spoke to you about it during the week, didn't I? That's what Wednesday night was about, showing we can win a big game. That was some ask today to come and deliver that. So the group of, I don't like the word evolved. I think, again, just like overused, buzzwordy, but like grown, developed, improved. On the pitch, yeah, longer they're together. But like you say, off the pitch, there's a resilience. And we've had to be at times this year, all of us, individuals, all of us. But also, on some of the challenges we've had on the pitch in the moments, you do or you don't. I'm constantly, the lads have delivered. And I'm, really, really proud of them.
A moment to win big games, and what a strike that is from the captain.
Yeah. Look, there are loads of really good individual performances. I just said to him in there, and I've spoke to all the players, and then like the individuals and the moments on the pitch of Det Weekes has been unbelievable for me in my time here. Yeah, what he's done on the pitch and off the pitch, like a number of players that have been on that journey with us for a couple of years, he is the single most underrated. He had a season that he would have wanted more from last year, and still no one gets near his numbers. The fact that he plays for this football club is, we are blessed to have him. And what a goal, and what an away end to score in front of. If you could have written it today, if you were there plotting, if you were a script writer today, I don't think that one would have been far away from the best case scenario.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing that you have to wait 2 weeks now to play that final?
good thing, trust me. Look, got a really tough test there as well, going to a side that I've got a lot of respect for. I've spoken about him, and like, it's strange when I can talk about how much I respect what Scunthorpe are, and as a side and as a club, and it's negative, and then another manager can say the exact same thing, and oh, lovely and refreshing it is. That's because the club I'm at, the opposition supporters, they know the scale of the club we are, they know how big we are, they know what we've done and what we can fetch, whether it's in the crowd or not. And I'm absolutely delighted that two real big football clubs get to go toe-to-toe for a place in the National League. But we're out on our feet there. I can't believe, when he's put 10 minutes added on, I'm thinking, it can. And then you find a way that if we were to be playing in 7 days' time, you might feel the effects of a game like that. We're well aware we've got another game. We've got nothing to celebrate. We've got no real success. But we've got to enjoy. We have to enjoy the here and now. And what this gives us the opportunity this week is to enjoy that together before the preparation goes in for the Scunthorpe game.
Good luck for the final.
Thank you.